الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. May Allah bless us all with taqwa. That is what we have to strive for. And taqwa in our fast, simple people, is just that we observe every command of Allah which is directed to us in the proper manner, sunnah tariqah, and we stay away from everything which Allah has made haram for us. That is taqwa. If we acquire that, on taqwa, Allah opens many, many doors for a person, spiritually also, and as far as dunya also is concerned. So this is what we have to strive for and bring within our lives. And Allah has given us iman. Now it's just to acquire taqwa. And if we acquire taqwa, then the work is done. 50% iman, that work is worth iman. The other 50% is to acquire taqwa. And that is why we gather here, we sit together, we try and get that taqwa. And Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has given this very beautiful example, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to quote many times, that when we light lamps, nowadays globes, and some have got less power, others got more power, but when all that, you may be having a 0 watt light globe also, 15 watt, 25, 100, 1000. But when the light comes, you can't say this is the light of this one or this is the light of this one. If we put them all together, then it's one light. And so everyone benefits. The one with the 1000 watts also benefits from the one with 0 watt. Everyone will benefit. And the 0 watt, how much won't it benefit from the 1000 watt? It will benefit tremendously. So we get together for that purpose, that we sit together and everyone has got some level of that iman, of that taqwa, and by sitting together, the rest, all of us also benefit from that. May Allah grant us that reality, and may Allah bless our elders from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Used to have majalis like this with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Sahaba used to have amongst themselves also radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it is carrying on till today. And may that reality of that taqwa, of that iman come into us, and Allah bless us with all these qualities, all these fine qualities that we are supposed to have, inshallah. We'll read here from Hadrat's Kitab of Tarbiyat-e-Ashiqan-e-Khuda, correcting our ways, those who want to rectify themselves, the questions they have asked, and many of these apply to us also. This person writes to Hazrat, Mujhe ghussa ki bimari hai. This is very common, the disease of anger. And a person might think also that he hasn't got anger in him. But when a situation arises, then he realizes that how much anger. I thought I control myself very well. I'm very well controlled and composed all the time. But when that anger, when somebody makes you angry on something, then you realize that no, it isn't like that. It was just a thought I had, that I've got, I'm well composed and I've got control over myself. Like that, every other sickness also, we think we are under control, we are all right. Pride also, vanity also, all these things. But when that occasion comes, then you are tested. Not just making the claim, but when that occasion comes, then a person is tested. Jiski wajah se meri apne walidain se talkh kalami ho jati hai. And he says, because of this anger, it happens that I speak very harshly and bitterly with my parents also. Now that is quite a bit, and may Allah save us from that. This happens also, that even we don't see, it's even parents, and many people have this. Jawab, Hazrat writes the answer, Jab ghussa aaye, to sochiye, ke Quran paak mein Allah paak ne hukam diya hai, ke maabaap se uff tak na kaho. When that anger comes, then think for a bit, that Allah Ta'ala has commanded, that for your parents, don't even say as much as uff. But what happens is that in that state, a person doesn't think also. Like it happens very commonly, some young boys, they take the parents' car or they take somebody's car and they go out for a spin and they bump it many times, many cases we hear. They bumped it here, Allah saved some of very serious cases also, fatal cases also that took place, and the car smashed very badly also. But at that time, nobody thinks that I'll get caught. It's the thing, we'll take a spin and we'll come park the car away, nobody will know about it. But that is what happens. So all these instances like that, a person wants to have an affair with a woman, he thinks nobody will know, he doesn't think. Shaitan blocks his thinking. The whole radar is blocked. Shaitan blocks the death. What can be the consequences? A person doesn't think. Usually afterwards then we think, what then, what could have happened? How I got saved? Or if a person didn't get saved, how could I be so stupid? How could I be so foolish? So the anger is also one such thing. At the time when a person is angry, then he doesn't think. Aur hadith sharif mein hai ki walid ko naraz karna Allah ta'ala ko naraz karna. And it comes in the hadith sharif, to displease one's father is to displease Allah ta'ala. Aur walid ko khush rakhna Allah ta'ala ko khush rakhna hai. And to keep one's father happy is to keep Allah ta'ala happy. Walidain ko rahmat se dekhna ek haj maqbool ka sawab hai. And to look at one's parents with mercy and kindness, you get the sawab of one accepted hajj. So at that time perhaps a person won't think, but that you must make it a practice, a ma'amul. To a person who has got this anger, when he's not angry, then he must think of this. Like in one previous letter, Hazrat wrote to one person, there were some remedies also, and he said he wants to come spend one chilla. So Allah, Hazrat wrote that every day read that letter. The reply that I gave, remind yourself, refresh yourself all the time. So then a person, hopefully, slowly it will come into him. Or when a person became angry, he didn't think, he spoke a lot of bad things to one, whoever he became angry, that anger just cooled down. Then when you cool down, then start now reading what all the terrible consequences, what they are in the hadith, etc. for it. حال اور غصہ میں ان سے گستاخی بھی کر جاتا ہوں جس کا مجھے بہت افسوس ہوتا ہے. And in my anger I speak very disrespectfully to them also, and afterwards I'm very sorry that I did all that. اکثر میں ذرا ذرا سی بات پر لڑ جاتا ہوں. Mostly on small little things I become angry and I start fighting with them. جواب جب گستاخی ہو پاؤ جب گستاخی ہو پاؤ پکڑ کر معافی مانگیے. When you show them disrespect, bend down, hold their feet and ask them to forgive you. In other words, humble yourself totally and ask them for forgiveness. اور اس کے بعد کبھی بدتمیزی کرے تو ان کی چپل یا جوتے کو 5 منٹ صاف حصے کی طرف سے اپنے سر پر رکھیے. And if you again sometimes do this, you spoke disrespectful to them, you spoke harshly, hardly to them, then take their shoes or their sandals and the inside part, the park part, not the bottom, the dirty part, put it on your head for 5 minutes. Then this will help you also tremendously, that you will cut down this pride. Anger is the illegitimate child of pride. And so it will have worse qualities. Illegitimate child usually is not looked after, it's got very bad habits, etc. So this is the illegitimate child of pride. So to try and remove that, do this here. Put the shoe or the sandal on your head. Allah Ta'ala is khatarnaak maraste najat ata farmaye. Together with that, Hazrat is making dua also, that Allah save us, because it's a terrible disease. Anger, you pull the trigger on somebody. Anger, you proclaim divorce on your wife. And you do, afterwards you are sorry. And then no matter how sorry you are, and sometimes in your anger, not one divorce, you give 3. You give, some people go, they say 100 divorces, 1,000 divorces. So a person destroys himself completely. So it's very, very important to treat this disease of anger. میں چاہتا ہوں کہ میں اپنے والدین کا فرما بردار بن کر رہوں. My desire is that I must stay obedient to my parents. اور ان باتوں کو درگزر کروں. And I just ignore all the old people. They got their ways and their habits and what they say also. So just to ignore it. Jo mere mizaj ke mutabik na ho. All the things they do, the things they say which is not according to my temperament, I desire to ignore it and to be a good son and to be an obedient son. Jawab. Sochiye ke hadith sharif mein hai ke maa-baap ko satane wale ko maut na aayegi jab tak duniya hi mein azaab na aa jaye. Hazrat says that think a little while, it has come in the hadith that a person who troubles his parents, his maut won't come until he gets punished in this world for them. So that is so severe that Allah says he will get punished in this world. Of course, a person who makes tawbah and tawbah from his ask forgiveness from his parents also, hopefully Allah Ta'ala will forgive that person. Maine iske apni taraf se bahut koshish ki magar nakam raha. This also that I've tried very hard that I mustn't become angry, but I've been always unsuccessful also. Jawab, ye koshish nahi, mehaz khaish hai. There is a very important point Hazrat has mentioned here. You say you have tried, but the reality is, Hazrat says, you haven't tried, it's your desire. There is a great difference between trying and desiring. Like for example, the Jamaat brothers make bayat, then a person feels, I must go out. They ask for name, now you got the desire, but you don't give your name. You don't move forward. So that's just a desire. That's also good in its place. But the thing is, you stand up, you give your name, and then you take your step forward. You haven't got money, you're not getting off from job, you've got all problems. But you take your, now you make koshis. Now, then in most cases, Allah opens the doors for him. From sources he could not imagine. One brother we just met in PE, he says that many years ago we went there and with the Arab Jamaat, and then we made his tashkil, and that he was working for a Jewish person, and they had breakfast, we had the breakfast by somebody's place. I can remember the breakfast, who it is, I don't know by whose place we had the breakfast. He says when he just entered there, his boss phoned him and told him, you can take the day off. He wanted to stay with the Arab Jamaat, but he said, it's impossible, my Jew boss will never give me off. He phoned him and told him, you take the day off today. So Allah, so that is koshish. And one is desire. One desire also is good, mashallah. But to make the effort, then Allah opens the doors. Allah give us tawfiq of making that effort. And if you made the effort and you still didn't accomplish what you wanted to do, you'll get your sawab for it also. But you must be sincere and make that effort. This year, some two brothers, I think they were, or father and son, wanted to go for Hajj. They had the tickets, booked everything, they came to the airport from the Eastern Transvaal, Pumalanga. Then there was something wrong. They booked the next day's flight, they came again something was wrong. They booked another flight again. Then they said, now, looks like Allah doesn't, it's not muqaddar, it's not meant for us. But that is koshish now. Hey, traveling about 150 kilometers up, down, booking tickets, there's penalties, there are new tickets, there's money involved, everything. Now that is koshish. So a person makes koshish, not only khaish, not only the desire. Koshish wo hai jo kamyab ho jaye. Koshish, when a person makes effort, it is that by which a person becomes successful. Varna sirf jazba hai. It is one jazba, it is a desire, and it is a good desire. And inshallah, on that also, Allah will reward you also. Some reward you will get. And it is good. Himmat se kaam le, aur ghussa ke waqt zabt kare. Put yourself under pressure. And when the anger comes, then control that anger completely. But don't just have the desire that my anger must come under control. You make that effort that your anger must come under control. Wahan se haj jaye. When you that anger, move away from there. Wuzu kar le, go and make wuzu. A'udhu billah par hai. Read a'udhu billah. Many remedies have been given. Aur apne ko kahe ke intihai kamina hai. And say to yourself, you are an extremely base person, evil person. Very low person you are. Ke apne walidain par ghussa karta hai. That you are showing anger on your parents. How low can you go? How base can you be? Har gustakhi par 25 rupiye madrasa mein khairat kare. And for every time you show this anger, give 25 rupees, what is according to various times and places, which is a reasonable amount, which you feel the pinch about a little bit. Give so much in charity. Next he writes, اب حضرت والا کی خدمت میں حاضر ہوا ہوں. Just in the same one. There he says, now I've come to Hazrat for my reformation. علاج بھی فرما دے اور ساتھ ہی دعا بھی. Show me the treatment also and make dua for me also. جواب, 40 دن تک اصلاح کی نیت سے ہر روز اس خط کو صبح شام پڑھیں. As it says, you'll be staying here for 40 days, every day, morning and evening. This letter with the answers, read it every day. So now when you're not angry also, you can refresh your mind and you can remind yourself. دو رکعت نماز حاجت پڑھ کر اصلاح حال کے لیے دعا کریں. And read two rakats of Salatul Haja and make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah must grant you remedy from all these spiritual diseases. Once, where we were before in Germiston, I remember a young boy, now he's a grown-up person, that time he was a young boy also, used to get very, very angry. In that state of anger, he ran to Maulana Birasaf, who was there. He was the only alim in the town. And he went and told Maulana again, very, very angry, please help me, give me treatment. So he's sincere, he wants the treatment. So a person who is that sincere and he wants the treatment, because this anger is very bad for one's health also. It's very bad for society. People sometimes in the anger, what and what, throwing things around, driving. In driving a person where there's the road rage, then the end result is terrible. And the person is ever so sorry, but he didn't control his anger at that time. Well, one person wrote to Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali for treatment of anger. Hazrat said, in his town there is one Khalifa of Hazrat, and you must go to that Khalifa, who was very, very composed, and just sit with him. So he sat with him for 40 days, and that person didn't tell him one hadith, didn't tell him one thing about anger or about anything. He had a bookshop, Kitab, he used to sell Kitabs. So he was selling the Kitabs, he was making the parcels, the orders that came by post, which was common, making the parcels, sending them to the post office to be sent away. And he says, after 40 days, he saw that his anger had come substantially down. So he wrote to Hazrat that I've seen the great difference. Hazrat said that substantially is not enough, completely. So you still carry on going to him. So when a person is composed, when he's not angry, then he must also do the treatment. And then that will help when he becomes actually angry to control it also. Anyway, this is such a disease that it is very important that it must be treated, anger. It is one of the worst diseases, and terrible, terrible results come from it. And also, our Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say, it is a very shrewd disease also. Shrewd in the sense, it only comes out on weaker people. It's also not only shrewd, but it is a great fraud also, this disease. Hazrat gives one example by which we can understand. One person was becoming very angry with his wife and telling her, I'm going to make buns out of you. Nothing going to be left of you and that. And very, very angry. Suddenly there was a knock on the door. When he peeped from the peephole or whatever, he saw it's his two brothers-in-law. And both of them are in the military and they are with their guns also. Suddenly all that anger, now if it was genuine, it had to be there. Where it all disappeared now. So that is what a fraud disease it is. The biggest fraud it is. And shrewd, it only comes out on weaker people. People who are more stronger, senior, there you don't show your anger. There it's under control. But when it's a lower person, a child or somebody, worker, or your children or your wife, there it comes out, who you think is weaker. So that is how shrewd it is. So therefore, so think that this is an illegitimate child of pride, and what bad qualities it has got in him. So therefore we should try, this is one major thing a person has to make effort on also. And a person who brings his anger under control, people like him. One friend of ours, he has passed away now, many years ago, his youngster again, that same case, youngsters, they get the car, So he reversed the car from the garage and he scratched it. And he was sure, according to him, that today I'm dead. He knew his father. He said, today I'm dead. But the father came and smiled and said it was a mistake. Nobody could believe that man who used to become so angry, and the child was convinced 100% I'm a dead person by tonight, I'll be buried by tonight. And that my father just smiled and he just told me, must be careful in future. So this is an anger, how pleasant it is to live with such. And if a person has that anger, how difficult it is to live with that person. May Allah Ta'ala make our full treatment. And in this way we can understand when islah is made. This is one disease. If islah is controlled, all the other spiritual diseases, if islah is made, how pleasant that person was for himself, within himself, how he stays nice and happy. With other people, how they are happy to stay with him. But if islah is not made, everyone wants to keep his distance also. And doesn't want to associate with that person also. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. حضرت والا عارف بالله رومی وقت شاہ کی مورخ سب شیخ اول کا کلام. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, ہم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, ہم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے, غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے, لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے, لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے, کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے, کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے, حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفان میں ہے, حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفان میں ہے, تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے, تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے, اپنی آہوں سے درے جانا پنی, اپنی آہوں سے درے جانا پنی, اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے, اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے, آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان, آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان, غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے, غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے, دست بکشا جانب زنبیل ماں, دست بکشا جانب زنبیل ماں, میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے، میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے، اختر خستا و دور افتادہ کو، اختر خستا و دور افتادہ کو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے، ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے،
مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. I need a support to live. Like you have, when a person is ill, ICU, he's got a life support machine that makes him carry on. So we need a support in our life. And that is, we need Allah in our life. That is the life support of ours. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. That life support is your love, our heart. That you have the love of Allah in your heart that pushes you through everything. May Allah bless us with that. And that is what we have come to try and find and get and increase. It is there, that is why we have come. And to increase it all the time. May Allah bless us with that. Behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. We need the shore of the sea of the love of Allah. You are swimming but you are not getting to the shore. We are just getting going all, and Allah's love has got no shore. You just carry on and on. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. It must be our head and your threshold. That is, in sajda, we begging of Allah Ta'ala. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali went to Mewat. But Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also narrates this instance quite often, used to. And it was summer, and there the houses, the good houses, were made of stone like ovens they are in summer. And all they just reached in the afternoon, hot it was, all went and took little rest when they saw Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali was making namaz. And after traveling, it was like a long travel by ox wagon in those days. So very tiring, but he was engaged in namaz. And then they heard the sobbing and crying of a person. When he was making dua, he says, what we read in the kitabs and what we hear from ulama, he says, some idea we got what was the crying of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the ummah. He says like that, we cannot, not, we can't understand, we can't imagine. But how Maulana was crying to Allah Ta'ala, and after all the journey and that, we, perhaps we just want to go rest there, we don't want to speak to anyone. But what this man of Allah Ta'ala, what qualities there. So that condition we have to try and also somewhat, that we also begin to talk to Allah, at least cry to Allah Ta'ala. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. When you have a problem, what you have to do is turn to Allah. Beg from Him. And this, if Allah give us the tawfiq to cry like that to Allah. Inke hote kya sahara chahiye. Why, if you've got Allah, then which other support you need? Allah, alaysa Allahu bikafin abda, is not Allah enough for a banda? Allah is enough for a person. But we need that correct connection with Allah Ta'ala. Lazzat faryad tufano mein hai. Lazzat-e-faryad tufano mein hai. The enjoyment of begging of Allah is when a person got problems. Usually we don't want problems, but when a person, he so much is built in him that only Allah can solve my problem. But still he is not turning to Allah, he is ghafil. So Allah gives a problem, now he turns to Allah. And that, like that, if everything is going smooth, you don't devote time for dua. Or just cursory, little bit dua. But when you have got a problem, then how you turn to Allah Ta'ala. Once at the Markaz it was, there was some eye specialist from England or somebody, and one of the children at the Markaz also had an eye problem. So everyone who stayed, the specialist is here, he's looking at everyone free of charge. This the father of the child told one pious person there that if my child's eyes are not right by the morning, there is no khairiyat for you. You got a problem, you'll have a big problem. So what dua he made by the morning, he said, till today I didn't show any of my family members to a non-Muslim, doctor or anyone. Now I have to show my child to this non-Muslim, I can't do that. So he told this pious person, ordinary person, like a worker there, but he knew what connection he's got with Allah. He told him, you see to it that my child's eyes are right by the morning. Because all the family is putting pressure on me, I must take the child. By the morning the child's eyes were right. So that connection with Allah Ta'ala. First is that we have that idea at least that Allah alone is the solver of problems. Then when the problem comes, now to turn to Allah and beg of Allah Ta'ala. And begging in that way. Like at one time, when there were droughts in Madinah, terrible droughts. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's time of Khilafat. And then he wrote to Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the governor in Egypt, that if you see the people suffering, so he sent grain from Egypt, Alexandra, to Madinatul Munawwara. And he said, I'm sending so much, when my first camel will reach Madinah Sharif, the last one will be still leaving from Alexandra. What a line of camels. And all will be bringing what amount of grain. Then somebody saw a dream in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to go and tell Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that I thought you were an intelligent person. To solve problems, this is not the way to solve problems. I thought you were an intelligent person, you knew how to solve problems. Then when he went and tell him, then he realized. They were having Salatul Istisqa, but that was just like a formality, like we have. Not with that yaqeen. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately lifted his hands and said only two words. Allahumma aghithna. Oh Allah, send rains for us. And immediately the clouds became dark. Clouds were there. The sky became dark and clouds came and the rain started falling. So this is that connection we have to build. And problems come for some people, Allah wants to now build that connection. So that you beg of Allah Ta'ala. Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye? Who says you have to be out on the shore in comfort zone? Then you can make your connection. You have to be in the problem zone. That is when you will make that connection. But first you have to have that training. If you haven't got that, then immediately you'll run to lawyers, doctors, or financial brokers, other people you'll run to. But if you know Allah alone is the solver of problems, then you start with your tahajjud, everything, nafil rozas, everything, sadaqah, namaz, salatul hajjah, duas, and then Allah solves the problem also. Hasil sahil mujhe tufano mein hai. To hasil sahil mujhe tufa mein hai. What the comfort you get on the shore, I get that in the storms. That is that connection that what comfort? Connection with Allah Ta'ala. Teri jalwo ka nazara chahiye. And I have to see the effects of your jalwa, of your kindness which you stressed down. Then I have that connection with you. And then I see how you solve the problems and my connection becomes even more stronger. Apne aaho se dare jana pe meer. And this is what you have to take a support from. That from your inside you realize, I can't, nobody can solve this problem. It's only Allah Ta'ala. Apni bigri ko sawara chahiye. What you have spoiled for yourself and harmed and destroyed, you have to correct it. You have to then and make your connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Aap par har dam fida ho meri jaan. And that is that every moment of one's life, a person gives it for Allah. Hey, that nothing for his own desire, for his own pleasure, everything for Allah Ta'ala. And that also, to just talk about it, here it is easy. But every moment to give it to Allah Ta'ala, دیٹ از واٹ وی ہیو ٹو اسٹرائیو فار. غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے, وٹ ایور اینی ون ایلس سیز آئی ڈونٹ ہیو ٹو وری. یہ وی سے واٹ ول دا فیملی سے, واٹ ول دا پیپل سے, دیٹ دا وائف واٹ ول شی سے, واٹ ول وی تھنک آف اٹ, بٹ جسٹ ٹو پلیز اللہ تعالی آل دا ٹائم. دستے بخشا جانب زمبیل ماں, مائی لیپ از ویری اسمال. وین یو اسٹارٹ پورنگ ڈاؤن یور مرسیز اینڈ یور کائنڈنس, آئی کانٹ ٹیک دم ان مائی ہینڈس, آر ٹو اسمال. اف آئی اسپریڈ آؤٹ مائی چادر, مائی شیٹ, اٹس ٹو اسمال وین یو اسٹارٹ پورنگ ڈاؤن. میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے. ان مائی ہیڈ آئی نیڈ دیٹ انٹیلیجنس, آئی مسٹ بی کنیکٹڈ وتھ یو. دیٹ از ویئر ایوری تھنگ کمس فرام. اینڈ دوز ہو وینٹ دیٹ وے اینڈ سنسیئرلی اینڈ اللہ چوز دیم, واٹ اینڈ واٹ ون دی گیون. اختر خستہ ودور افتادہ کو ہمبل حضرت سے, اینڈ دس از ہاؤ ہمبل اے پرسن مسٹ بی, دیٹ آئی ایم ایبسولوٹلی نتھنگ, آئی ہیو گاٹ نتھنگ واٹس ایور, آئی ہیون ایون گاٹ دس کنیکشن وتھ اللہ, نتھنگ آئی ہیو گاٹ, اینڈ یو جسٹ بیگنگ آف اللہ تعالی, ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے. وی نیڈ دیٹ اللہ's رحمت کالز اپون اس. دیٹ از واٹ وی نیڈ ویری گریٹلی, اینڈ دیٹ از واٹ اے پرسن مسٹ میک دعا فار آلسو آل دا ٹائم, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends his rahmat down upon a person, that Allah makes jazb of a person. Just like this tissue, how it's taking all the water, it's making jazb of it. Like that Allah must pull us within himself. All the time Allah ta'ala pulls us to himself. Inshallah. May Allah bless us. With regard to Ashura, last week we spoke a few things. One important thing was left out, and that was spending on the family. That is also one important aspect which is also established, and it is a bit confusing that how do you spend. In fact, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, asked his students, see how humble they are. Shaykh Yunus Rahmatullah Alayh is his student. He asked his student the question, it is that way, no? Shaykh al-Hadith asked, Ji, that what you call it, you have to spend on your family and you have to keep roza. You must spend more on the family. So the understanding is that you must feed them more, but on the other side you must keep roza. So if you keep roza, how are you going to feed them more? So he explained, there are various ways. The thing is, you buy whatever you want to, you spend on your family freely on this day. Whether it is food, whether it is the expenses, whatever it is, even like clothing perhaps, don't know, we'll have to check it properly. That for example, you want to buy clothes for your family also, instead of doing it eat time, do it at this time. Eat time we are told to wear your best, and this time we are told to spend freely on your family. So perhaps for your children shoes you have to buy, so try and coincide it with this occasion here. Whatever clothing, whatever for the house, whatever you want to buy, so you are spending more on this occasion. But it is basically to spend more on the family. And then for the iftari you spend. And then again, some ulama of the view also that we are spending enough on the family, there are other people who are in need also, but it appears from the hadith, your immediate family, not the extended family. Some ulama discourage gifts also, some say that is also included in spending, whatever it is, but to spend on the family also, and to try and keep the two rozas, those who kept today and tomorrow, or tomorrow and Yawmul Khamis, Thursday, try and keep that rozas. In whichever way, try and spend on the family and on for the food, etc. And in India, it's a common practice also where the staple food is dal. So there are many types of dal. So on this occasion, they cook all the types, mix it, make a mixture of it. And that's a famous thing that they do. So whatever we do, but to try and spend more on the family on this occasion, and in whichever way, inshallah, there will be a lot of barakat and a promise of increase in one's rozi for the rest of the year also. So we should try and do that, keep our rozas also, and not associate any occasion which has nothing to do with Ashura. Things that happen much later, the martyrdom of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, though the date coincided, but it has nothing to do. All the fazilat was told 50 years before then. So this is an incident more or less 50 years later that has got nothing to do with it. So we don't associate all these other things that whatever else might happen. Also it is said 10th Muharram when it will be a Friday, Qiyamah will come on that day. But this is all afterwards. But on the Ashura, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found the Yahud, the Jews of Madinatul Munawwara fasting on this day. And when he asked them, he said, Allah showed his great favors on Musa alayhi salam on this day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we are more worthy of celebrating the happiness of Musa alayhi salam and how they got salvation. So we will also keep roza on this day. And before the rozas of Ramzan became for us, this roza was for us. When the rozas of Ramzan became for us, this became optional. If you want to, you keep it. And to show our difference with the Yahud and with all other people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we'll keep two rozas. So yeah, we all inshallah will keep two rozas. May Allah give us tawfiq. It's not for us, but if a person keeps, mashallah, the reward. 1 year's past sins are all forgiven. So we should try and keep the roza as far as possible. We keep it. And yet at the same time, we are showing our opposition and difference from the other people also. So from here, we should take a lesson. In all our matters, let us try and be different. Whether it be our dressing, whether it be how we live at home, whether it is how we eat our food, everything we should try to be different from the other people. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And also, this is not a month of sadness. As some people, because Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred on this day, for this day and for 10 days and for more, the whole month also, they show signs of sadness. And in a wrong way also they show their sadness. So we got nothing to do with all those things. In this month, every day's roza is equal to 1 month's roza. If we can keep more Monday, Thursdays, 3 middle days of the month, whatever we can keep, alhamdulillah, 1 month's roza sawab we get. A lot of virtues. This is known as Shahrullah, the month of Allah Ta'ala. So what a great month we are in. So we try and do more good also. And the main thing of this month is the rozas in the day. Yeah, the ibadat of the night, yeah, it is Yom-e Ashura. The day is valuable. We try and make whatever ibadat regularly, but on this day we try and observe the roza as far as possible. And all our deeni matters, we don't use our own thinking, our own ways of doing it, but how we are taught by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and grant us those realities, inshallah. In Kashkol-e Ma'rifat, we are reading, Quran mein ulama ki panch usaf. 5 signs of the ulama, that what qualities ulama should have in them. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ. اللہ تعالیٰ ارشاد فرماتے ہیں, اللہ تعالیٰ سے, اور جو لوگ علم پختہ کار ہیں, those people who have got solid knowledge, who have drunk deep in the well of knowledge, who have got proper knowledge, وہ یوں کہتے ہیں کہ ہم اس پر یقین رکھتے ہیں. They say that we believe on all that what Allah has revealed. That is a sign that a person has got proper knowledge, that he has drunk deep of the well or and the fountain of knowledge. Not that he knows a lot, but that he says whatever Allah has revealed, 100% my iman is on there. At-tawheed wa shahada. The second thing is, his first thing was iman, that a person, the sign iman is in that person, that whatever Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have said, he's got full conviction, no doubt on anything. No matter what scientists say, no matter what modernists say, no matter what times prove contrary to it, but he doesn't waver one bit. The first sign. The second sign, at-tawheed wa shahada. Oneness of Allah and the evidence that it is only Allah. Shahid Allah annahu la ilaha illahu wal malaika wa ulul ilm. The people of ilm, they give evidence that Allah, it's only one Allah, Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. And they give that evidence, in other words, they've got that full conviction. Like that, every Muslim, we believe we've got Iman, and we give Shahadat of that Iman, but the actual deep down in the heart it must be. Like for example, which we mentioned of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, what Iman he must be having, that after all that journey and he's still busy in duas and crying so much and begging of Allah. Gawahi di hai Allah ne uski ke bajus uski zaat ke koi maabood hone ke layak nahi hai. Allah has given evidence that besides the being of Allah, nobody else can be worshipped. That nobody else has got within him that he can be worshipped. Nobody has got any power to do anything. It is only Allah that can do everything. As Buzurgs used to say, when somebody goes and complains of his condition, poverty, whatever, he complains about it to people. He say, you are complaining of Allah Ta'ala. Allah brought that condition on you. You are complaining of Allah who has the power to do everything. And you are complaining to a person who can do nothing. And you are complaining to a person who can do nothing. So we should not do that. We should complain only to Allah. That is the worst scenario. Then the other is that a person complains to Allah Ta'ala of his problems. And the highest is that he realizes it's my wrong that I have done, and that is why my problems, and he begs Allah for forgiveness. And if he's still got that weakness, he hasn't come out of it, he begs of Allah that I must come out of this guna which I am in. And if he has come out of it, then as much as he has committed that guna, he asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. That, oh Allah, please forgive me. That is why this problems. So he understands. So he doesn't complain to Allah about other people. That this one is causing me this problem, that one is causing me this problem. That is the middle stage. But the highest stage is he complains to Allah that I am the problem. My actions are the problem. I am full of sins. And that is what he's bringing. And he begs for forgiveness. Then Allah opens the doors for that person. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with that reality. The third is al-buka. That a person cries to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That a person, again, that same example of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah, many other people also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also, we saw how they used to cry to Allah. I haven't seen a baby cry like that. How I saw our Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib also, how they used to cry to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah for us, we have to beg for tears to come out. Our tears don't want to come out also. Tears also are gone dry. Our hearts are gone hard like rock. There's nothing, no tears want to come out. But this is that a person, al-buka, that he cries to Allah Ta'ala. Al-khushu, that person has got humility in him. And true humility, not a show of humility, but actual humility he has got. Not when, like that, he's very humble, but somebody just let them tell him something against his tabiat, his nature. And then you see a complete different person, who you knew all the time, this is a complete different person, you never knew this person before. So that humility must be in that person. And then, khashiyat. The fear of Allah Ta'ala. And that is that you see that person, he doesn't do anything wrong in public, in private, in day, night, outside the house, inside the house, wherever. He has got that fear of Allah Ta'ala. Those are the five qualities of ulama. Person who has got those, may Allah bless us with that. Well, for all of us, may Allah bless us with those qualities. That person then has become close to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala in His kindness bless us with these qualities, inshallah. So just to enumerate them again, the one is a person has Iman. And not the word of Iman, but the reality of Iman. And then Tawheed and Shahada. Again, not the word, but that reality that Allah alone is the doer, and a person is in there, so much he's got of the Tawheed in him that he can give evidence of it. The evidence a person gives of something which he saw. If a person was not on the scene, they won't accept your evidence. So much you have found Allah Ta'ala's Tawheed that you can give evidence. In other words, you have seen the oneness of Allah. like in the beautiful ashar of Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullahi, Maine tumhe dekha hai, that I've seen you, O Allah. That in the different things Hazrat explains where and where I've seen you, and I know you are all, you are in existence. I know you are only one. One alim was explaining that people say today, our youth, that they have got doubt in the existence of Allah Ta'ala. He says the very basis, you just have a doubt and your iman is lost. Today is a very serious matter, and we know that how doubts come. So a person has to work so hard that he has no doubt whatsoever. And we have to refresh our iman and work to make our iman stronger. Jaddidu imanakum. Make your iman, refresh it all the time. بِقَوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And making the zikr not in a sleepy way or something, in an unmindful way, but consciously that Ya Allah, it's only you. And the muraqabas which come in the hadith are so beautiful also, that your connection with the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, that your face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, that all Allah's commandments will come in your life, and all Allah Ta'ala, what He stopped us from, will go out of your life. Then your face will shine like the 14th full moon. So in this way, to make that zikr also all the time, and to realize that with La ilaha illallah, Allah forgives all sins also. And to realize that it is the heaviest thing on the pen. There is nothing that can be more heavier than the qawl of La ilaha illallah. And Allah has made it so easy for us on our tongues to read it. Previous ummahs, it was not easy, like jawbreakers. A person finds it difficult to pronounce it. With any people, foreign jamaats who come to South Africa to pronounce our towns' names, they have a problem. We go to a foreign country, the names there, and the words which are so long, we don't know how to pronounce them. So this kalima was difficult for the previous ummah. For this ummah, Allah made it easy. In spite of that, ask us, today is a day, our memory is not that weak. How many times did I read La ilaha illallah today? Allah made it easy, and one sign of this ummah is that their tongues will be always busy with La ilaha illallah. But how much did we read? So we have to try and correct that. And the sign of the ulama, crying, that they cry. One ustad, it is famous, used to teach Jalalain Sharif, and almost the whole kitab from the beginning to the end used to cry and teach it. If those students don't come out sahib and nisbat, what else will they come out? When the ustad explains about Jannah, Jahannam, about the conditions of the munafiqeen and all the other conditions, and he's crying, and from his heart he's explaining, Allahu Akbar. May Allah give us one bit of those qualities. Khushu, fear of Allah, that humbleness that a person should have. Those are the signs. And khashiyat, the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Allah bless us with these qualities, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo dhikre illallah. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Koi bataye daryon ko aisi rawani kisne di, kisne chamakta din bakhsha ye raat suhani kisne di, nanne nanne paudon ko gulshan mein jawani kisne di. Wo yakta kudrat bhi rakhta, aisa hai mera Allah, aisa hai mera Allah. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے کیسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کیا کیجئے لبرے جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو نشہ عشق الہی یارو نشہ عشق الہی یارو چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
اللهم صل علی سیدنا مولانا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا مولانا محمد وبارک وسلم اللهم انت السلام ومنک السلام تبارک ربنا وتعالیت یا ذا الجلال والاکرام ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنة وفی الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم حبب الينا الايمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل اخرتنا خيرا من الاولى اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه في الدين والدنيا والاخره ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين